superficial healing versus God's true peace. Jeremiah 6:14, they have healed also the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. The prophet Jeremiah ministered during one of Judah's darkest times. The people had turned to idolatry, injustice, and immorality, and yet their leaders, priests, and prophets alike kept assuring them everything was fine. Peace, peace, they said, but it was a superficial peace, a thin bandage over a mortal wound. Charles Spurgeon once warned, to tell the sinner that all is well when he is on the brink of hell is a crime for which no punishment can be too severe. False peace comforts people on their way to destruction. True peace, God's peace, comes only through repentance and reconciliation with Him. Jeremiah's warning. In Jeremiah 6:13, the prophet declares, from the least of them even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. The leaders pursued gain and popularity, not truth. They soothed people's consciences instead of calling them to repentance. They said, peace, peace. But God's verdict was clear. There is no peace. Their message offered comfort without confrontation, healing without holiness. Jeremiah uses medical imagery. They have healed the wound of my people lightly. Imagine a physician who tells a cancer patient, don't worry, it's just a scratch, while ignoring the tumor growing inside. That's what false teachers did, ignoring sin, dismissing judgments, and minimizing God's warnings. Isaiah 30:10 describes the same spirit. They say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Peace is not found in soothing words, but in God's word. True peace requires truth. Peace with God. Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace begins with forgiveness through Christ, not denial of sin. Peace within, Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Only God can give inward peace that holds in the storms of life. Peace with others, Hebrews 12:14. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. True peace is not simply the absence of conflict, but the presence of righteousness. As A.W. Tozer once said, peace is not the absence of trouble, it is the presence of God. Just as in Jeremiah's day, many today are content with false peace. Messages of all past lead to God. Teachings that downplay sin and judgment, a gospel of comfort without a cross. But the word of God still declares, there is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. True peace is costly. It comes only through repentance and the blood of Christ. Dietrich Bonhoeffer called cheap grace the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession. False peace is cheap grace. True peace is costly grace. The call to repentance, Jeremiah 6:16 offers the remedy. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus echoes this in Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The only path to true peace is the ancient one. Faith, obedience, repentance, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. The world offers false peace, distractions, denial, and deception. Christ offers true peace, rooted in truth, grounded in grace, and secured by His sacrifice. Let us not be those who cry, peace, peace, when there is none. Let us be those who proclaim the Prince of Peace, who heals wounds deeply, not superficially. Lord God, guard us from the deception of false peace. Expose every superficial healing in our lives. Teach just to repent, to seek the ancient paths, and to rest in the peace of Christ. May we be bold to speak truth, even when the world demands soothing lies. Fill us with your Spirit, and let your peace rule in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.